grunting. You know what? Our opening noises.
No, let's do that. I just hit record right now. So you go ahead, make the noises of arriving at the venue. It's venue noise.
Venue noise. All right.
So this is DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Venue noise, courtesy of Rosalind Dennett and the girls from Oh My Darling. Where are you arriving, my dear?
We are just arriving at our venue here at Trois-Rivières.
Oh, I love that little city. It's adorable. Yeah. That's a great spot.
It's our first time playing here, so we're pretty excited.
So now... You have been you're a DH Radio veteran now, Rosalind.
I made it through.
Now, we spoke very briefly off air just about 15 minutes ago, and and I could hear this great little tuning going on in the background. And now, as much as we don't have that, we've got car sounds, the venue is there.
Yeah, we have car sounds, in, people, audience noise.
And you are where I like to refer as... referred to as not one, not two, but three rivers. Yeah, you are the one heck of a great little spot. I love that place. Now, the last time we spoke, it was so fun because we had a chance. You were dipping your toes in the Atlantic Ocean in Newfoundland.
That's right.
And we were discussing this great. It's funny, I was thinking about what people always want to talk about a genre of music, which is quite hard these days. But what I think that you girls are is kind of like, you're like that great earth, that great mother earth that's around roots music.
That's what it is. That's a really nice way to put it. Like that.
You're that powerful girl thing.
That powerful girl thing. Yeah, we've got that going for us.
Now, well, hey, like you said last time, like claw hammer banjo was all you had to say, and I was like, sold. Hello.
Yeah. Well, it's something that really defines the sound of the group. You know, it's as soon as you have claw hammer in there, you know, it immediately evokes Appalachian music, old time. It has a special twang to it, that one. So
between the last time when you were dipping your toes in the Atlantic and now when you're in Trois-Rivières, you have been all the way across the ocean.
Yeah, several times actually.
Which is
now
just,
that I think about it.
Where have been your most interesting spots to tour when you're across the ocean?
Oh my goodness, I think we spent 3 months in Europe from May until the middle of July, and then we went back again in August. And so, you know, we visited a lot of countries and covered a lot of ground, but some new places this time, which was really exciting. We had a great show at the Tuner Festival, which is in Denmark.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty memorable experience. We got to play with, some of our heroes, in the music world. So that was pretty cool. And tons of great shows. We played Berlin like 3 times or something, and it was lots of good memories.
Now, I've heard that is it in Berlin that there's quite a different crowd response, like when applauding?
You know what? I wouldn't peg Berlin for that. Definitely in, I could go on about the different audiences in different countries, but Berlin, I think because it's such a cosmopolitan city, a lot of the audience members weren't from Berlin. Most of the audience members were from, Long Island or, from all these different places around the world. So Berlin that kind of is unique in that sense, but, we definitely experienced, and especially kind of smaller rural, Germany. They have amazing kind of chants that they'll do, like most of it's, I guess, kind of football related, but they get very, very excited when you play. And so they'll sing, like we'll sing a song, and while they're applauding, they'll start singing back to us. They'll just sing us whatever song they feel like. And it's quite fun. It's quite interesting.
Wow. That's one of the things that I have a my best friend is an actor, and he would talk about going to different places and audience reaction. So it just popped into my head. They were in Europe. What was it like there? You know,
now
you're back in Canada and making your way around Quebec. And I hear you're going to be close to us very soon. I'm trying to think of what are the dates are. I'm going to let I'm going to find that right now as we speak.
Yeah. All the dates are up on our website. OhMyDarling.ca. But we're making, we're just doing Quebec on this tour, so it's really fun for us to kind of stay in the province. We're going to a lot of new places that we haven't done before, but then kind of revisiting some old favorites like Quebec City and Montreal, and so we're pretty excited. And it's going to be good. About 2 weeks, we're doing mostly headlining, but then we're doing a couple of shows opening up for Lisa LeBlanc as well.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be playing in Granby, I think, too. I'm on your... Here we go. Now I found you. Yeah, so Victoriaville, actually, tomorrow night. And then on the 14th, the Caravan in North Hatley. Great spot. An excellent... That has such a cool feel to it. It's a neat old home that's been transformed into this great musical venue. So that'll be September 14th, which I think is this coming Friday. Let me see. Yeah, that's it. My goodness. And now tell me about this new venture into singing in French.
Yes. Well, you know, it's not entirely a new venture. When we started the band, when we very, very, very first started, our very first gig was at the Festival de Voyageurs, which is a festival in Winnipeg that celebrates the Franco-Métis and Francophone culture in Manitoba. So it was for that gig, we ended up learning quite a lot of French material, a lot of folk songs, and some, you know, lots of Métis fiddle tunes and stuff like that for this kind of first gig. And after that, we always made sure to, you know, at least at every show to play, to play at least one French song. And so Marie-Josée in the band is Francophone, Francophone Métis. And Vanessa, she kind of grew up and she did a French immersion school in Manitoba.
Yep.
So she's comfortable, you know, speaking French on stage and that kind of thing. So we kind of figured, well, we have on every album we've recorded at least one French song. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be cool to kind of take those recordings, update them a little bit with, you know, just kind of fresher, you know, we kind of refresh them somewhat. And then add some new stuff. And so we have some original material that we've written in French, which is kind of the new thing for us, I guess, is the writing in French, which was really interesting to do, really exciting for us. And put them all together in kind of our little homage to the Franco-Manitoban culture.
Wow, I have met some Franco-Manitobans, and it's so interesting to see how it's a culture that's being preserved in that area as well, too. In fact, there are some organizations that exist in Quebec that now have chapters in the Winnipeg region, that are working with on the idea of preserving the French culture. So Venez danser is a great title. I think that's so much fun, and who's not going to want to once they have a chance to get their ears on this? So you're going to be here this Friday, September 14th, at the Caravan. Excellent spot, and people can actually, as far as I know, also eat one heck of a good meal there at the same time.
Oh,
so
great.
So call ahead of time, folks, if you're thinking about what are you going to do this coming Friday night. Well, you should go to the Caravan, see Oh My Darling, and have a meal while you're at it.
That'll be fun. We're really, really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh my goodness, Rosalyn, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and enjoy Three Rivers.
Thank you.
And we'll see you very soon.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.